This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 49.
49?
We're getting old.
We're the same age as Maureen Lipman.
Maureen Lipman's older than 49. She's got to be in her 60s.
No, she dressed down for the BT adverts.
Oh, yeah, that's true. She was a lot younger than BT, of course. Yeah, I forget these things. Also, apparently, according to Professor Regan, you could take years off your life by having a haircut.
That is true. I was quite happy about that.
Why?
Because I need a haircut, so at least I won't look 50.
Right.
What newspaper did you... How are you, Simon? Sorry. Let's keep this nice and informal, yes? God, I sounded like Gordon Ramsay. Did you hear that?
No.
When he gets excited, he starts throwing his arms around and he slaps the back of his hand with the front of his hand like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, we're going to do this, aren't we? Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? Yes? Well, come on then. He says yes a lot and it annoys me.
Yes.
So, what newspaper did you get, Simon?
Oh, you don't want to know how I am?
No, sod that.
We're going to be celebrating our golden anniversary. Our golden episode, put it that way, episode 50. And it's my parents' Ruby wedding anniversary.
Aww, isn't that sweet?
It is quite sweet. 40 years of shouting at each other. It's always good.
Your parents don't shout?
Yes,
that's
they do.
A very unfair thing. Well, they only do because your dad's deaf.
That is true. That is one element of the shouting. What did I get? That's a good point.
Syphilis?
How can I get syphilis buying a newspaper? I know you can catch it off toilet seats.
It depends how you bought it, what you exchanged for the newspaper. If it was bodily fluids, then there's no need to start naming them. I just said bodily fluids. Why are you so crass?
I didn't get syphilis.
Hooray!
Well, I suppose that is cause for some celebration.
There's that episode of House and there's an old woman and she was happy because she had syphilis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all my medical knowledge, I have to admit, is probably from House and ER.
Do you know one thing that you're never supposed to do, that you'll never get in real life, right? Is you know when the heart goes beep, they never ever use electric pads on the patient then because it won't get your heart pumping again.
Yeah, but they never do on ER. They always talk about different types of line. And then when they get the beep line, they stop.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think they do on some other things I've seen.
Well, ER's better than Deadwood for its medicine.
Deadwood doesn't have a beepy machine. It needs a beepy machine. I mean, the amount of swearing that show. Oh, cool blimey. First episode, C word right there. Whack in your face.
I got the Sunday Mirror, if you're really that interested.
That's what we were getting around to, wasn't it? Why?
Yes.
Why an... Earth, would you get that? Honestly, what made you decide on that?
See, I don't want to answer that because my reason for getting it is my cut out and keep.
Okay, well, so we will be in the balance waiting for that. I got it because live free like an MP and it's perfectly legal. All your bills paid.
You haven't actually said what paper you've got.
And also, I looked in deep inside it and you get free milk. But that's for everybody, you little coupon of milk from Sainsbury's. Anyway, so I got the News of the World.
Right.
In paper by mobile online. Not w.co.uk.
Does that mean not George W. Bush? It's just saying this paper is not W.
I think that's exactly what it's saying, yeah. I think this is going to be pretty easy.
So, as you're all on tenterhooks as to what Simon is about to cut out and keep.
Yeah.
What are you going to cut out and keep?
It's going to be rubbish, whatever you choose. So,
well,
why not just go ahead with it and just get the anticlimax over with, really.
It's not an anticlimax matter, I'm afraid.
So it's something to do with sex, then?
I mean, you can guess as much as you want.
Okay. It's about a bird having sex with your ear.
A bird having sex with my ear?
It's a rare type of bird that finds your ears attractive and has sex with them.
Ears may be part of it.
Ironically, the actual noise the bird makes is very nice.
So you think it's like a woodpecker, but bottom downwards? So like the inverse of a woodpecker.
An inverse of a woodpecker would have a very indented face. It looked like a funnel.
It's not a funnel-faced woodpecker.
Why not? That's what I want.
You're not going to get it.
You could use it as a beaker. Ironically, because it's a beak.
Yeah, I see what you've done there. You've made a little pun about a beak.
Yeah.
What are you going to cut out and keep? I'm not going to guess.
Oh, you guess.
It's going to be something either about Jodie Marsh or about someone's pants.
I haven't got Jodie Marsh, but I've got someone's pants.
Yeah, I got someone's pants as well. Well, I got someone's lack of pants.
I've got Amy Winehouse back to Blotto. It's just her on stage with her pants showing. I've also got Peaches Geldof on page 3 has got her pants on.
I got Paris Hilton without pants.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, is this your cut out and keep? Or is that
no, that's not my cut out and keep. Why would I want to cut out and keep something so ubiquitous as Paris Hilton without pants on?
Can't imagine she has any genitalia at all. I think it's just sort of Barbie doll.
Yeah, she is a Barbie doll. And she probably has sex with action men. Or G.I. Joes for our transatlantic readership.
Was they called G.I. Joes in America? I mean, Australia.
I don't know. Tell me what you're going to cut out and keep.
It's called I Thought My Husband Was Trying to Poison Me. After a series of seemingly suspicious incidents, Joanne Smith started to think the unthinkable by Lizzie Baxter. This woman used to make her husband eat her food and make sure that it wasn't poisoned. Well, no, she didn't come out with it. She's like, have you put something funny in this? And there was an incident where there was a fire. It was an accidental fire, but was it? Because he told his mum that it was down to electrical fault, but it wasn't. It was down to the fact that he left a blowtorch near a gas canister.
So did it turn out that he was poisoning her or not poisoning her?
The verdicts.
Does it actually say the verdict?
I am innocent. All 12 of the jury found me innocent within the space of 2 hours of deliberating. And really, if you read the article, it doesn't come across as that was what happened.
So it was just a series of unfortunate incidents.
Yeah, he was having an affair as well.
Nah, see, I'm sorry, but that's rubbish as a cut out and keep. Compared to mine, that is a rubbish cut out and keep. I've got an entire Star Trek magazine.
Duh.
Oh, don't duh me. You would have been over the moon if you had this. I got pictures of William Shatner, who...
isn't in the film.
He's not in the film, but he's in Star Trek, isn't he?
Is he? Is he really?
Is William Shatner in Star Trek?
Let's do this mathematically. We can both agree that all throughout time, Star Trek will continue to be made. So how long is the human race going to go on for? Well, if we're lucky, very lucky, let's say we're only halfway through, that gives us another 250 million years on Earth, and then more TV in space where it'll be like real-time Star Trek, so that'll be amazing. So the human race will go on pretty much for infinity, and then when you look at the amount of Star Trek that that's going to be, William Shatner's a very small percentage, and if you sort of like take William Shatner and divide that by infinity, it's next to nothing.
But by that same logic, you don't exist, and therefore I win, cut out and keep.
No, I exist because I'm bigger than you, and mass is the only thing that matters in
Catholic doctrine.
And physics, that's where they both meet.
That is true, but I want to tell you about my Star Trek thing, rather than you going on and on about how I'm rubbish.
I didn't say you were rubbish.
Simon Pegg is Scotty. Okay, which is going to be great.
It's going to be weird. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it yet?
I'm going to see it on Thursday at 4:20. So there you go. He didn't even have to audition for it. He got back from some filming in New York and he landed at Heathrow and he switched on his BlackBerry and the very first email that came in was from J.J. Abrams, the director, and it just said, do you want to play Scotty?
Nice.
That is pretty cool, isn't it?
That'd be a cool thing. See, I'd be intimidated by that, but I think Simon Pegg probably wasn't. I'd have probably have had to have rejected that. I mean, that's the sad thing.
You wouldn't have been asked to play Scotty.
Yeah, but had I been, I'd have had to have rejected it. Cause I'd have
you can't
rubbish.
Even do a Scottish accent.
Well, exactly. And I'm the wrong shape and sex.
Yeah. Unless Scotty's early backstory is that he used to be a woman.
Yeah, that'd be a good backstory.
Who wasn't from Scotland.
Yeah, which I think explains a lot about the character. Deep down, his love of engines. Don't know why that would be.
So... transgender people have a love of engines. That's your argument, is it?
Just saying that, you know, transgender people can be engineers. What's wrong with that? What were you got against transgender people, Simon?
Apparently, Simon Pegg has already got 3 action figures of himself. He's got one because he was the editor in Doctor Who, and one because he was Sean in Shaun of the Dead, obviously, and one because he's Scotty now. And he's got all of them.
You can get Alan Rickman action figures as Snape. There's a Facebook group. They've put up pictures of him and you can see his nipples. It's brilliant.
Right, I propose a whatever number amendment there is, you automatically lose a section the minute you bring Snape into the argument.
He'd have been good in Star Trek.
He would not have been good in Star Trek.
He'd have been terrified. It would have been amazing.
No. Can you imagine Snape turning to the skies and going, "Come!" Like that. No, he wouldn't have done it.
The Wrath of Severus.
And he would have winced every time he fired a phaser.
Seriously, though, it would have improved the first film.
Well, yeah, anything would have... I would have improved the first film.
Just by running in and going, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop.
Let's play Article or Farcical then. This is where Izzy reads four articles from her Not W, and one of them is real. No, that's wrong.
Hang on, three of the... See, Simon, this is why I have to do it, okay?
Well, no, it's probably why I always lose, because I don't know the rules.
One of them I made up, and three of them are actually in the paper.
Yeah, that's right. There is a discrepancy to this game, because surely in most people's minds, the majority of headlines in a newspaper are somewhat made up. So whatever headline I say, I win, because statistically it has to be made up. So therefore, all the times I've lost this game actually mean that I've won it. I also think you cheat.
Mine youth camp.
As in Hitler youth.
As in BNP youth.
BNP?
Yeah.
Wow.
Slice up your life.
Right.
It's worse than you think it is.
I don't know what I think it is. It's a stupid pun on a Spice Girls song.
Yeah.
Is it about a Spice Girl?
It's not about a Spice Girl.
And is it about slicing things off of your body?
It is indeed.
Not like your willy or your nipples.
No. It's about getting a nose like Posh's, because apparently she's got the perfect nose.
I used to have this weird irrational fear of my nipples falling off.
Snooper market.
Oh, is this about that bloody cardboard cutout of a policeman that keeps getting nicked out of Asda?
No, it's not. Oh. It's about your trolley will tell you if you're buying too much junk food.
Or does it just go, you're fat?
Yeah, if you eat all this, you'll be enormous, you fatty fat fat. And then finally, is this an article or is it a farcicle? You decide, readers. And Simon, you try and work it out. Is this real or is it false? Winker Winger shaved a ding-a-linger with a girl called Edringer.
Winker Winger. Right, that's about Ronaldo.
Possibly.
And a girlfriend he's had of some sort, I would have thought.
Winker Winger shaved a ding-a-linger with a girl called Edringer.
Yeah, you want me to think that you've made that up, but I know for a fact you wouldn't even know who Ronaldo was.
Yeah, I do. He's the guy who clutches his face and falls over in the box.
He's not.
They all do that.
That is true. A lot of them
do. He's also been in the advert about the shoes and the ball. And he's also had sex with a load of men he thought were women. Or was that a different one? I don't know.
I don't think any footballer's ever had sex with a load of men he thought were women.
Yeah, there was one that did, because I remember it happening.
You may have dreamt it, of course.
I did not dream about loads of men having sex. I've never dreamt about footballers. I've dreamt about Tony Hawk's a skateboarder once, but not in a sexy way. He was trying to move stuff on his skateboard.
Like a trolley?
Well, yeah, but it was like ridiculous amounts of stuff and he was trying to move it. And this was apparently the way I was meant to transport things. And I said it was ridiculous. And then I broke his skateboard.
What, in a fit of temper?
No, I crushed it. I told him it wouldn't take the work, but Tony Hawk gets very angry.
In your dream or in real life?
In real life. And now I don't remember exactly what it was we were transporting, but I've got a horrible feeling it might have been a fridge. And that is, my own brain is punning me in my head.
Yeah, because Tony Hawk wrote the stupid book about taking a fridge around Ireland for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and Tony Hawk is a extreme skateboarder, even though he's like 87 or whatever he is now. Do you remember the old PlayStation game, Tony Hawk's? Oh, it's amazing. I played that for hours and got a sore thumb. So, Simon, which is the article or which is a farcical?
Well, winker winger, ding-a-linger, tring-a-ding-a-finger-linger.
That's exactly what it said.
That's an article.
Okay.
Slice up your life, I'm erring towards being a farcical. My youth camp could also be a farcical. You didn't really elaborate on it very much. I'm not even sure if it's a pun, though. I don't really understand it. My youth camp. Mein Kampf. Oh, I see. Right, okay. I get the pun now. So that's an article. And snooper market sounds like it could be an article. So yeah, I'll go with slice up your life as the farcical.
So Winker Winger shared a ding-a-linger with a girl called Edringer.
Yes.
That's an article.
Of course it is.
Hey! Snooper market. Mm-hmm. That's an article. Hey! So it's between my youth camp and slice up your life.
I'm right, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Yes!
Yeah. I hate you.
Let's talk about health issues and stuff about bodies. Not the body, not L, and not Mel B's body, which was splashed all across the middle of my celeb magazine this week, where she's got abs.
Why is it that olive oil is drizzled and Mel B is splashed? Noel Edmonds is gunged?
What do you think lives in his beard?
think he does, doesn't he?
Well, he lives near his beard. I'll give you that much. I don't think he lives in his beard.
Bits of him do.
Well, no, bits of his beard live in him.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, a very tiny amount. I mean, more of him lives in his beard than bits of his beard live in him.
Surely it's an equal amount.
No, it's not equal. Your hairs don't go down that far.
So, no, see, bits of him live around his beard.
I think they're just mutually dependent.
See, now we're just making his beard sound like a beard. You know, the American term for a woman who you use to disguise the fact that you're gay.
Well, you said that, not me. I distanced myself from that accusation.
I said we were making it sound like. I didn't say that's what he is.
Okay.
I didn't say that's what the thing on his face was.
I don't...
I don't think Noel Edmonds is listening anyway.
Well, it's a good thing too, otherwise you'll be taken to court. Anyway, will you please tell me what your health thing is?
I want my son to grow up with a sensible attitude to alcohol. Singer and TV star Lisa Scott Lee has said that she wants her son to grow up with a sensible attitude to alcohol.
So is she getting him pissed?
No, she thinks that you tend to do what your parents do. So if your parents are big drinkers, you'll be big drinkers. And if your parents aren't big drinkers, then you won't be a big drinker. And I think that's wrong. I think she's wrong. I think you tend to rebel against your parents, don't you?
I used to drink a lot when I was a kid. I used to be made to. Now I don't so much. So, you know, I used to have wine with most meals when I was a child.
I think also if your parents have a kind of pious attitude towards alcohol, then you probably will drink more just to spite them.
There's also the element of utter boredom. So the only reason I'd drink when I was a teenager is because my mates were, really.
Peer pressure.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's no need to bring that into it. Anyway, I've got a much better article than that. I've got BB's Kinger. Do you remember Kinger the Minger from Big Brother?
No.
Miracle Dark Pills made my body leak fat. This is all about the new Ali drug, which is a GlaxoSmithKline product, which basically stops your body from absorbing fats.
Oh, I know the thing, yeah.
But unless you cut out all fats when you're taking them, the fats you ingest will leak out of you in the most disgusting... One morning, a week into taking the tablets, I woke up with a huge dark yellow oily stain all over my sheets. It was all over the seat of my pyjamas too. Fat, which looked exactly like olive oil, had been leaking out of my bottom. It was disgusting.
So if Mel B's taking that, she would quite literally be splashed across the middle of the celeb magazine.
Yeah. You have to have a BMI of over 28 before you can be sold it.
Surely it's your responsibility to eat responsibly when you're on that.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing is, it's almost impossible to cut out fat altogether.
Yeah, no, I realise that. Does it break down the fat that's already in your body? Or does it just stop you absorbing fat?
It basically just stops you absorbing it, and therefore you'll use up your own fat supplies
quicker.
You need, yeah. And you won't put any extra fat on, obviously.
It'll just fall out of your bottom.
It will literally fall out of your bottom.
But you could bottle it up and sell it to M&S.
I don't think they'd be interested somehow. I don't think celebrity bottom fat.
You just call it natural fat. 100% natural fat.
It's not, because you have to take a pill. It wouldn't be organic. Anyway, in just 1 month, I lost 1 stone, twice as much as if I'd been on a normal diet. The side effects were horrendous. I'm going to continue losing weight, but healthy eating and exercise. I'll never take Ali again.
Take it up the Ali again? So what?
Oh, no, but that's what it's called. It's called Ali. I can't see. It's one of those pictures where, even though she's lost a stone in weight, I can't see any difference between the way she looks.
That's because she hasn't changed her haircut.
That's right. That's Professor Regan. Are you going to change your haircut? Because at the moment, you've got a sort of haircut that looks a bit like a Lego man.
No, my hair at the moment looks like Spock.
No, it doesn't. Spock had black hair and cool eyebrows.
Spock, in my Star Trek magazine, right, he's got the same colour hair as me. Now he's old. No. So...
You want to look like an old Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Apparently, according to someone I know, he's got slinky hips.
What?
But that's because he's been taking that Ali pill.
What? Don't try and sex up Leonard Nimoy. That's just...
Lots of women find Spock sexy.
Oh, Data, you see, I can understand. But Spock? Really?
Ugh. If you think Spock is sexy, do write to us.
Yes, you can. We're going to have... Who is sexier?
Okay, who is sexier, Data or Spock?
No.
Oh.
No, that's easy, because everybody said Data.
No.
Yes, they will.
So who's it between?
Alan Rickman, Spock, Data, the Hutch, and Simon. Tell us what you would do on a date with them and why.
Time to pull out our humdongers, grab hold of them and squeeze every last annoying drop from them. I offer up my entire movie section as something that is really bad.
I thought you got a whole free Star Trek thing.
Yeah, that's a separate supplement.
So hang on, you're saying that it was really bad, that whole section, so you're including a cutout and keep?
No, I just explained that my Star Trek magazine was a separate supplement. I'm offering up my movie section. And this bloke is so lazy, every film he's reviewed, he's given it 3 stars.
Nice.
He's got a review of Angels and Demons.
I've got a review of Angels and Demons in my paper. What's the title?
Code is Back and It's a Cracker.
Mine gave it 2 stars, said it was awful, and the title is Da Vinci.
He says that if 2003's The Da Vinci Code was plodding and overly talky, at least director Ron Howard has cut down on the purple prose of author Dan Brown's source novel. Dan Brown doesn't use purple prose. What is it Stuart Lee says? The attractive man looked at the red cup.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
That is not purple prose. And I've got an interrogation. It's called Interrogation with Hugh Jackman, right? And at the bottom, it's got these little there's more facts about him. And it says, unlike many A-listers, no subject is off limits with Hugh. So the very first question they ask Hugh Jackman, with no subjects off limits, what do you reckon?
Do you realise that your name sounds like a euphemism for genitalia?
No, they said, how hard did you work to get ripped for this?
And he says, I spent a lot of time at the gym anyway, so it wasn't a big deal, but ultimately the hours built up, something like that.
Yeah.
Life begins at 30:10.
What?
Jennifer Aniston said that she never felt better when she hit 30:10. With J-Lo soon to turn 42, these women agree it's the age to be. Now, you think, oh, Jennifer Aniston, J-Lo, you know, you can see why maybe they're... But no, it's just random women who are 40.
30:10, that's just twee and ridiculously stupid. It reminds me of an article in Mine about a woman who was getting close to 30:10 and went out on a one-night stand to get pregnant.
Isn't that like the 30th of October anyway? So... Life begins at 30:10, so
life begins the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is written by one of my favourite journalists, though.
It's not Carol Cadwallader.
Of course it's not Carol Cadwallader. Okay. It is Boudica Fox-Leonard.
Okay, that's not bad.
Boudica.
I've got Steve Stammers.
Nice.
And Simon Mullock.
I was about to say, I've got Out Friday, but I realised that's just the film section.
I design for life. I design for life.
Property, 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 property.
This is a lifestyle section of some description.
You don't have a lifestyle, that's your problem.
Well, I don't want one.
Well, you got to be careful about saying the word lifestyle as well in case we get attacked by aliens. There aren't any dogs around to swallow them.
Well, actually, no, because it's Star Trek universe this week, so it can't be Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy this week. So it's a universe, not a galaxy this week.
Well, I think you'll find that there is plenty of room for a galaxy in a universe.
There is plenty of room for a galaxy in a universe, but not along with Spock's slinky hips.
There are. I swear to you that the universe has in it both galaxies and Spock's slinky hips.
You can't prove that, even with Venn diagrams.
I think we probably can.
I've got reuse and recycle. This is how to save money by using last year's clothes. As if that's some sort of revelation.
What, actually wearing something twice?
Yeah. It says, you can actually use last year's clothes this year. Sorry, it's not even year, it's season. So clothes you bought 3 months ago, you can still wear, according to the Sunday Mirror.
Wow. I've got an article by Anna McGee.
Anna McGee.
Anna McGee.
Anna McGee.
Anna McGee.
Anna McGee. Anna McGee. Anna McGee. It's the theme tune from Doctor Who. Anna McGee. Anna McGee. Anna McGee. Boo woohoo!
No.
Yes.
It does sound a bit like the Piccadilly line, though. Anna McGee. Cram 36 hours into your day.
That's not physically possible.
It is.
Even
it is.
With Venn diagrams.
It's basically, what is it with you and Venn diagrams, honestly, Simon? Just shade in and shut up. That's going to be my new favourite catchphrase, by the way.
Shade in and shut up.
So, at work, you can make a not-to-do list. We spend 80% of our work time on 20% of unnecessary tasks we don't have to do. Apparently, this will save you 5 hours a day.
So, hang on. You spend time that you don't have making a list of all the things you shouldn't do.
Practice multi-thinking. Multitasking doesn't work. God. So we got to multi-think. It's time saved. 2 hours a day.
You can't multi-think.
Ban chairs! More companies are using the stand-up meeting, sometimes called a scrum.
Oh my god.
Time saved 45 minutes a day. At home, clear clutter and clean less. Or you can work it out by combining housework with working out. Having fun.
Stop having fun.
You can save 45 minutes a day.
By not having fun.
Embrace binge chilling. So 1 hour, 15 minutes a day. And that's Sky Plus and DVD box sets now mean you can watch your favourite programmes when you're ready without the ads. Making decisions faster. Apparently, according to Susie Welch, when you're facing a dilemma, come to a resolution faster by asking yourself, what would be the consequence of my decision in 10 minutes, 10 months, or 10 years? And time saved, 30 minutes a day. Life swap. Swap chores you hate with someone who enjoys them. 25 minutes a day. The right stuff. Overwhelmed by to-do lists in your head? Write down everything from buying cat food to returning calls. So write down everything you shouldn't do and write down everything you should do and don't mix them up.
Yeah, that would get quite confusing. Why am I putting my head in a blender? Surely this should be saving me time.
Anamiki. You can save quite a lot of time by getting the Piccadilly line. Anamiki, 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 Anamiki.
It's not a Japanese cartoon.
I don't get that. Anamiki, Anamiki, Anamiki.
Time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week, and we promise now that it won't be some sort of product that Izzy happens to have to hand.
What
as
do you
some
mean?
Sort of excuse to draw attention away from her really bad newspaper this week.
Hey, I don't have a really bad newspaper. I've got, you know, yeah, fair enough. You've got Star Trek. The actual paper is quite good of the news of the world with like funny bits and that sort of
thing. But it's not called Sunday's paper, is it?
No.
What's it called?
Sunday Supplement.
And what have I got? The best supplement. So therefore I win. But I would like to declare an interest. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
And I'd like to declare an interest in the new diet pill and how it can leak out of your anus. Much like the supplements leak out of the news of the world.
There's been an interesting debate on the skeptic blogs in the last few months about whether or not we should block ads that are coming up, because we're talking about supplements or homeopathy. The Google ads that come up are for homeopathy and supplements. And I think that, although I would never outright advocate that you should click our ads on our website, I don't think there's any harm in a heinous supplement firm paying for our podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We're spreading anti-homeopathy message. And if you don't believe me, we don't believe that homeopathy works.
It's not a question of belief. Homeopathy doesn't work. The placebo effect of homeopathy does. So you might as well just eat polos.
Oh, polos are nice.
Polos is good. So the paper you should have bought this week was my paper, because it had the Sunday supplement of the Star Trek magazine, and I've forgotten what my newspaper was, but
the Mirror, you idiot.
That's the one. The Mirror. Get that, etc.
Get that a few days ago. Also, Simon, I'm serious about this. I want to know, who would you take out on a date and why? And you've got a choice of five. They are Alan Rickman, Data, Spock, or The Hutch, by which we mean Christopher Hitchens, and then Simon Dunn. Of those five, if you had to spend an evening, what would you do with them, and why would you choose that one over the others?
And you can write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and mark your emails Slinky Hips.
You don't need to mark them that.
No, if it doesn't say Slinky Hips, then I won't read them.
Oh, for God.
You could also Twitter Izzy.
You can Twitter me. I'm Izzy_Lawrence. _ all one word.
Write on our Facebook group. _ all one word. You can write on our Facebook group wall, or you can leave a comment actually on our website near those adverts, which I'm not advocating you click for heinous homeopathic substances. One of the biggest proponents of homeopathy said that, yes, it was the treatment and the extra time that homeopaths dedicate to you that is probably what is helpful. And then someone asked her, well, what about the pills you buy in Boots?
Yeah.
And she equivocated and fat fell out of her bottom.
I don't think that happens, Simon.
I think if you squeeze a homeopath, something will come out of them.
It'll probably be a kind request to stop squeezing them.
So join us next week. It's our golden anniversary next week.
I'm going to be old.
You're going to be old, or we're going to be
old.
We are. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm nowhere near 3010. I'm not even near 2010. I'm all right. Actually, I am quite near 2010 because that's next year, isn't it?
True.
Anyway, Simon, we've got to go. And seriously, go on a date with Alan Rickman, Data, Spock, The Hutch, or Simon. Who would you go on a date with? Let us know.
And why?
And why? Why do you like all these dirty old men, freaks?